My brothers and sisters in Christ, there are a great many things that are set before us for our contemplation this morning as we come to celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother. Of all the things that come to mind for our contemplation, the thing that occupies my mind this day is how wonderfully truly blessed and loved that we are. Because our Father, from the beginning of time, had prepared this most perfect way for us to be reconciled one with another. This most perfect instrument that He Himself crafted in order that she might be the means by which salvation is made present to us. And all of this is done for us, for you. This is the thing most difficult for me to contemplate, because I'm acutely aware of how unworthy I am of the gift that is bestowed upon me, God coming to me in the flesh to reconcile me to the Father. But then the role that our Blessed Mother plays, she filled with the fullness of grace from the moment of her own immaculate conception, that she might be the perfect and worthy tabernacle for the Word made flesh. She receives the message of the angel Gabriel, and we know that her response is immediate and prompt and complete and total. There is no doubt. There is no fear. There is no trepidation. There is no hesitation. Because her heart, from the moment of her own immaculate conception, had been prepared to receive God however God chose to come to her. She didn't need to know the specifics. She didn't need to have the plan spelled out to her. All that she needed to know, because of the fullness of her heart, the longing of her heart, was that God would call to her, and when He did, she would respond. And that is precisely what happened. She receives in advance the full and complete share of the graces the Lord gains for us on the cross in order to perfectly cooperate with that which God had ordained for her, to be the instrument, the tabernacle, the pure, unadulterated vessel by which God would come into the world and make His dwelling among us. And all of this because we, His creation, chose to sin and war against Him. All of this because He chose not to give up on us, to obliterate us, which He certainly could have chosen to do, and to start again and again and again. But instead, because of His profound love for us, He set in motion from the beginning of time this greatest of gifts that He has bestowed upon us. It is always fitting and beautiful that we celebrate this great solemnity in the context of the Advent season, precisely because this is a season of hope, where we are confident in the God who already has shown to us the profound love that He has for us. What more do we need? What more could we want from God in order to find our confidence in Him? Literally, brothers and sisters, there is nothing more that God can do, and He is God, because as all has been revealed, this is fitting and proper and true. We could not have crafted this on our own. Certainly not in our wildest imagination could we have conceived of God choosing to come to us in this most perfect, profound, and beautiful way. And that in order to achieve this, He would reach even further back and He would craft this most perfect vessel who would bring about the glory of God made manifest in the world. But the beauty of celebrating Our Lady's Immaculate Conception is not only to call to mind what it is that she did in history at a precise moment, but what it is that she continues to do for us. Because her role as the Mother of God did not come to end when our Lord ascended to glory. In truth, at the foot of the cross, the Lord bestowed upon her a new mission to continue to care for those that He had come to reconcile. And that is precisely what she continues to do. She is the mediatrix of all graces. She is our advocate. She is our guide. She shares in the redemptive work of our Lord and continues to shine that glory that she gave to God upon each of us. We need then to foster a deep, an abiding and profound relationship with our Blessed Mother. She herself shared this, the urgency of this relationship, with the seers at Fatima. And yet here we are, 100+ years later, still struggling to live rightly in the world precisely because we refuse to use the things that God bestowed upon us. Do not look to the world for answers because the world does not have them. Do not look to men to give you satisfaction and peace and guidance. You will only find that in God. And God has given that to you in abundance, most especially in relationship with Our Lady. Like you, I struggle with the things of the world, and at times can allow myself to be easily overshadowed by the darknesses that we are asked to confront. And they come to us in a variety of different ways. Not only those things that are outside of these beautiful walls that are our home of prayer, but those things that have seeped into the very fabric of the church herself. But the things that I struggle most with are my own sins, my own weaknesses, and my own doubts. How many times I must ask myself again and again, why do I not trust in God? What more could I ask from Him? What more could He bestow upon me? And yet, even as I ask the question, the very ability to do that, to go back to God again, is a manifestation of His grace and His love for me, that He makes it possible for me to turn again and again. However many times I turn my head to men, however many times I seek here on earth for the answers that only He can provide, He never abandons. He never turns away. He never gives up on me. And our Blessed Mother and the celebration of her Immaculate Conception is the highest expression of the profound love and confidence that God has in us, in me. Why would God do this? Why would God choose us? But that's the wrong question. Because in truth, He has done this. And He does choose us, not just once, but again and again. And the answer really is quite clear. He Himself has said it over and over, because I love you. And my love is so profound and complete that there will never come a time, there will never be a moment where I will cease to love you. This is why we are indeed confident in God, not in my weakness, not in my own native talents or strengths, but because of what it is that God has done. And we turn to Our Lady, certainly during our Advent season, to journey with us as we seek to come to a deeper experience of the mystery of the Incarnation, but to always strive to have a relationship with our Mother, who better to assist us in allowing our souls to magnify the Lord, who better to help us do whatever it is that He commands us to do, who better to assist us to remain firmly planted at the foot of the cross, knowing that in those precise moments of sorrow, they will always give way to consolation and joy. By tradition, the first one to whom our Lord appeared so early in the morning on the third day to announce the full plan of salvation having come to fruition as He has conquered sin and death once and for all, He appeared to Our Lady. There is no evidence of this in sacred scripture. And of course, Luke and Matthew were not able to pull this from our Blessed Mother. But how do we know this? Because she who had always been steadfast, she who was indeed there at the beginning, even before she herself knew what the beginning was, would certainly be the first one to receive the fullness of this good news. And what does she do? She remains with the apostles to teach and instruct them on how to be priests and bishops, to prepare them for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And once her work was done here on earth, she was assumed into heaven to continue her work both in heaven and on earth. And so we rejoice that in the fullness of time, in His wisdom, in His love, and His providence, God gave to us the gift of Our Lady, conceived without the stain and the chain of original sin, in order to be the perfect vessel, the perfect model, the perfect teacher and guide, and to remain that for each of us in this life, and to prepare a place for us in the life to come. Go to Our Lady. Listen to her voice in your daily life. Find your strength, your comfort, and your solace in being in relationship with her. And allow her to teach you always how to be the best of disciples to our Savior, to open your hearts to receive the gift that is life Himself, and to allow her words to be your words. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, who is my Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.